Hi guys, good morning and welcome to Money Wise Tips. So welcome pala dito sa CDO, Cagayan de Oro. And ang topic natin today is how 5 money mindset or money habits na kailangan mong alisin ngayon, no? So first is saving only 5 to 10% of your income. So alam naman natin, medyo mahirap mag-save, no? Pero if you are preparing, no, for retirement, no, for big purchases, no, in the future, no, saving only 5 to 10% of your income will not be sufficient, okay? So you need to increase as soon as possible, kahit slowly lang, 10, 11%, 12%, no, 15% up to 20%, no. Ganun kaimportante 'yon. So if you're not saving, no, so you could start saving 5%, no, and then 10%, 15%. The ideal is always 20%. Okay, but if you could save more, mas mabuti rin, no? And wala naman nag-stop sa'yo. But the general rule is you save 20%, no? And talaga dapat matabi mo yan every month, okay? So the second financial mindset na kailangan mong tanggalin is not investing now, okay? So kailangan mag-invest ka na. Kasabihin na iba, medyo aloof sila sa word na investing, natatakot na sila because of the scams, no? Or iba iniisip nila na mahal or malaki ang perang kailangan bago mag-start. But to tell you, no, may mga mutual funds that you could start as low as 500 pesos, 1,000 pesos. So there's no excuse, no? You could start as low as 1,000 to open a mutual fund account, invest in the stock market. Okay? So third mindset, money mindset na kailangan mo tanggalin is using your credit card as your emergency fund, no? So, iba sinasabi, ba't pa ako mag-emergency fund? Meron naman akong credit card. So, hindi ko na kailangan mag-emergency fund. Kasi pag kailangan ko na emergency, nandiyan naman yung credit card ko. Swipe lang ako. Mabibili ko na yung kailangan ko emergency. But, to tell you, no, pag minsan pag nangyari yan, pag may emergency tapos ginamit mo yung credit card mo tapos di ka naka-recover, mababaon ka sa utang. Okay? So, maybe you could use your credit card if then you can pay in cash agad, no? Just to use the, para magkaroon ka na ng points and miles, no? But of course, kung gagamitin mo siya tapos di mo siya mababayaran, mas lalong double whammy, kumbaga, double effect sa'yo negatively yung paggamit ng credit card as your emergency fund. Okay? So fourth, no, investing too much on your education. So, alam naman natin, we want those, especially for our kids, na gusto natin magandang school talaga. But to tell you frankly, no, right now, no, in these times, no, hindi na kailangan masyado ng mamahaling school talaga, actually, no? Kasi halos lahat, parang nakikilala kong successful, no? That's defined, no, by the school they choose, no? So they chose pala, no, nung nag-aaral pa sila. So yun, maybe you could save more, save money, no, by choosing kung ano yung practical school for your kids or for yourself, no? Hindi kailangan ng magandang school just to be successful in life, no? That's the fourth one. And then the fifth one is, sasabihin ng iba, magrenta na lang ako or bibili na lang akong bahay to save money, no? Or iba naman, bibili na lang kotse kaysa mag-grab, mas mura. No, as one of my topics before, doesn't mean na when you're buying a thing, no, na makakasave ka. So, lagi mong i-evaluate, no, if you're renting or buying, ano ba mas makakamura sa'yo? Kasi, for others, no, renting is more cost-efficient other than buying. Sabihin iba, mag-amortize na lang ako, bibili na lang ang bahay kaysa pambayad sa renting kasi at least sa akin yung bahay, no? But if to tell you honestly, no, if you compute for the cost nung bahay na bibilin mo, always consider the cost of possession na tinatawag natin. Ano ba yung cost of possession, no? After nung bumili ka ng bahay, like yung nangyari sa akin, kala ko yung amortization na lang or yung bahay lang yung cost na babayaran ko. Meron pa pala, no? Meron pa palang, you know, yung real estate mortgage, no? Yung mga subdivision fee. So, marami pa palang babayaran. So, you should always consider the cost of possession, yung ginatawag natin. Okay? So, yun yung mga tips natin, no? First, again, no, save as much as you can, 20%. Don't just save kung ano yung gusto mo. Basta, make it as a percentage, no? 5-10%. Sa simula, kung nahihirapan ka. And then, gradually increase it to 20%. And then, second, of course, not investing as early as possible. Okay, so you can start as low as 1,000 mutual funds meron dyan. Okay, third, don't use your credit card as your emergency fund. And fourth, of course, is investing too much on education. I mean, you can invest in practical education, but yung sa mga schools kasi, no, hindi naman sa pag-aano, no? But again, it cannot define your success, no, or happiness, but it's how you choose your education talaga. Kung ano yung sino mentor, sino yung mga pakinggan mo. Okay, the last one, again, yung sabi ko kanina, evaluating clearly if you're gonna rent or buy a house or car, no? So you should always consider the cost of possession. Again, guys, thank you for listening our video, my video. And of course, if you learned something, please do share this video. God bless.